For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. Back in the saddle, full studio here. We got some great guests coming up this week, but right now, it's just the crew. Join me as always, the very sexy, the very good-looking Jason Tebow.
Hey, everybody. I was thinking today
your,
is a great...
Your ring
Thank
matches
you.
Your shirt.
Thank you, bro.
That's called an outfit.
I was thinking
shoes match and his pants.
Yeah, yeah. Shoes. We say it every week, guys. I tend to match my clothes. We've been saying
but
it every week for 6 years.
All red. It's crazy. That?
We've been saying it for 6 years.
Okay.
It baffles you every week.
Because no one wears red head to toe.
Oh, I'm the only guy that shows up here that didn't look like they just woke up.
Excuse me. Look
because
at this makeup.
Because we just woke up. We
look
just
how pretty my makeup is.
That's the point of being a lazy, stupid, drug addict comic who only talks sports twice a week and pays his bills off that. That's the point.
Jason, I'm so offended. I'm very fashionable. I have pink pants on.
Oh,
and
I didn't know where that was going.
Way to dress from the waist down for a show where people see it from the waist up. I go the other way. I'm not even wearing pants. So who's winning this? I was thinking today everyone should be stoked in the punch drunk world because the host that's been gone that you've missed the most is finally back today. Sam Tripoli.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, Ari's back.
I know. I was waiting. I was like,
Sam didn't even believe it.
I know. I was like, where's Ari?
We were shocked.
Where's Ari? And just a big announcement, big promotion here in the program.
Good.
She goes from barely doing stats to now talking head. Please welcome the fight nanny.
Thank you. We discussed this a few weeks ago, Sam.
Oh, we did?
It's a theme on the show.
When?
Yeah.
When did we do?
Because you said there's a stat person now.
Yeah.
Then... I don't know. I think it was when we were doing the donations, how everything is a prize with me that you didn't tell me about.
And if you sell weed in San Francisco, you hate seeing him in this show. Please welcome Johnny Woodward, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God. Guys,
and don't forget Aaron. Aaron over there.
Aaron great on job the ones this, and twos.
Great hey. Job this weekend on the Masters podcast. I watched two-thirds of it. I watched the last two-thirds. I woke up and it was already going. And then I threw on a matching outfit. And I watched the whole, the last two-thirds. It was very exciting. It was fun. I like how they get the big room in there with a bunch of bells and whistles, and they throw us in here in a broom closet. But
that's that Bud Light money.
I guess they got that
Bud Light money, bro. That's that Bud Light money. It's really funny. Do you know who started that whole fight companion stuff?
Probably you.
Nope.
No?
Brian Redband.
Oh.
Remember the Drunken Cast he used to do back in the day when the
That is true. We used to do those.
The UFC,
sure did. That's
he
true.
Started doing
those were
that
very
stuff.
Fun, actually.
Those were great. I wish he hadn't stopped doing it.
I'm sorry. I assumed that when Sam was saying who started this thing, it wasn't him.
Apparently,
he was on it. He knows it because he was on it. But yeah. So was I and Joey Diaz. That's how we got
the old cocksucker.
That's how we got Ari Shaffir and Duncan Trussell to kiss. If you recall when that happened, that was from one of those fight companions.
Ringside? Yep. That was one of the best.
And we used to get, there was one of the other cool ones we did where, that was like earlier UFCs where Rogan was like busy, but he wasn't too busy. And we could text Rogan during the fights. So we're like, hey, we're watching live, throw a deuce up. And he goes, I don't even know what that means. And then when they showed him a shot of him just like sitting next to Goldie, he just threw like two fingers up, and everyone in the room was like, fuck yeah!
That is cool when the guy who runs, who is the John Mann of the sport, throws his deuces up for it. That is like...
You know, it's like a little... It's like how Carol Burnett used to tug on her ear for her kids.
Sometimes when I'm crying at night, trying to go to sleep, right?
I'll you mean
cry.
At night?
Yeah, I cry.
We're all there right now.
You know?
Not me.
I tend to remember that. It's like, I compare myself... I literally, our careers, dude, are compared to the 1% of the 1% of comedy. Like, sure. We get compared to the best ever that are doing it right now and could honestly say ever do it. You know?
I was having the same conversation with someone the other day where I was like, you know what? Sometimes you just gotta be okay. You know, how many people are in the NBA? 400?
420.
420 people are in the NBA. One of them is LeBron James. One of them is Steph Curry. You gotta be in your lane, and you gotta go. You know what? I'm a great guy that comes off the bench, and that's what I do, and that's just who I am.
You are, I would say, without a doubt, you are the Robert Ori of comedy. It's been said once, it's been said a thousand
Me?
Times. Yes, you're the guy that just you put you in and you just drain buckets.
I'll take that. I was
definitely the Dennis Rodman. Can we agree on that?
I was thinking I was
just
Lamar Odom.
People like to dress like a woman. That's just who I am.
I also would have accepted Lamar Odom for you.
I will take that.
Yeah.
Too.
Anybody would overdose on boner pills and get dragged out of a whorehouse in Vegas at Sam Tripoli.
Point taken. Had a ton of potential. Wasted it all on fucking
pussy.
Fat chicks. Okay,
yeah.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool.
Fat asses and boner pills.
But the best is we both got rocks.
Kabam!
Got
kabam! Kabam!
We got chips.
Yeah.
Dude.
So sometimes you got to do that because you really do. I mean, if everyone in the NBA was like, "Shit, man, I'm not LeBron, so fuck it." There'd be 40 people in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, you can get really sad about it. But the reason I say it's like, it's so weird that our best friends, people who we, you know, we can call at any time, talk to them, are the people who will go down as, like, the best to ever do it. That is, like, really weird.
No, even I think it's cool because, like, I'm not a comedian, so it's, like, hanging out with you guys and then, like, going to the store and, like, everyone I know, like, when I'm there, I'm like, I am so lucky that these are my friends.
It is a weird life when you talk about the like, I just put on the, like, the Comedy Store hoodie and the guy was like, whoa.
I got one. Feng Chao gave me one.
Oh, look at that.
I am in the club.
Yes, you really are. You really are. Speaking of the club, the Patreon secret podcast. And I love how I think Red Band got mad that we called it a secret podcast, which was the name of your original podcast.
Exactly.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You should own the right.
He's mad because we re-stole an idea
we
he
reappropriated your name back to your podcast.
Of course.
It's a secret podcast, and it's done every week or whenever. We try to do it every week. Sometimes it's not possible. Every week in the belly of the beast, the Comedy Store podcast studio, and we have any comics up there. Like, we've had all the big names have done it, you know, Steve Ranzizi. Brandon Schaub stopped by. Rogan, we're going to try to get him on this week. Joey Diaz, Greg.
I got a big announcement of who I think I got booked for Wednesday.
Okay. Okay. This Wednesday? Tomorrow night?
Yep.
Or, yeah, tomorrow
Not
night.
Official, but the hologram of Don Rickles, everybody. So that could be huge. Could be huge.
God damn, that's big. No. But that's every week, and all you got to do is go to Patreon. It's a $5 donation. That means it's $1, basically, per podcast, and that money's going to build the empire. We have big plans for this, and when you see it, it's going to be all things comedy, all things sports, comedians talking sports. A lot of great things, and we're going to do another one tomorrow night during the sold-out show of Comedy Chaos with Rogan, Brandon Schaub, Brian Callen. We just had Judd Apatow and Jonathan Kite from Two Broke Girls and a little guy named Chris D'Elia. Now, here's the thing that's crazy about that one, dude. Bring up the Patreon real quick.
I think
I might have to close the show.
Your own
like,
show?
How often is that? My own show.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I got to follow Murder's Row.
That's fine.
Everyone's like, that's the greatest lineup I've ever seen. And who has
like,
to clean
bye.
Up the slop? Who
fine,
has
no?
to clean up the fucking
no.
slop?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, you also, it's the same guy that, you know, you did that for fucking 5 years in that exact room.
No, I did it for 15.
And that's
that room,
what you'll
like,
do.
Clean up the slop. So
that's fine.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about Comedy Chaos tomorrow night. And,
you don't want to be the guy that doesn't with a lineup like that. you don't want Rogan or D'Elia or anybody like that going like, how much longer is this fucking guy going to do?
That's the thing.
You want to be a gracious host.
Yeah.
That's how you get people like that to do your show.
I want to be the guy at the end of the 99 gangbang going, let me get in that fucking swamp fest. Let me fuck that swamp thing, whatever that used to be, a pussy, whatever it is now. Let me hit that shit.
You got another one in you. Take the manhole cover off and let daddy in.
So what else is new, Tebow? What's new? I missed you.
I missed you too, buddy. How was Canada? You were gone. Literally, I thought that you... Did you have to become a citizen to do that gig?
It was so long. I loved it. Comedy Cave was great. Blessed to be there.
Sounded like the shows were good.
Oh, dude. I mean, the first show was so funny, dude. I'm going to tell you something.
Do we have any textbook crazy Sam Tripoli road stories?
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I am officially an old man. I just really like to go
ducks? You're just feeding Canadian ducks?
To the condo and go to sleep.
I do it all day. Yeah.
I do, man. The days of like, hey, let's get these chicks and go, you know, I got a girlfriend. But the point is, it's like, I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's like, wow, this is a, like, oh, wow, I can't believe I'm hanging out with George St. Pierre. I'm going to ride this out till 5 in the morning or whatever.
That's me too. Unless it's with an MMA fighter, I'm just going home.
Yeah, that's how you are. That's how you are. I'm going to tell you this, man. I'm going to say this. On average, the women in Canada are just like, they average 7/8. I mean, they're all gorgeous. They're all gorgeous. And it's so weird because you have...
Tampa or Canada?
Oh, I mean, like...
Because both of those two, and Arizona, those are the three hot pockets that Tripoli always references.
Yes.
If you mention Florida, Arizona...
Most people hate Florida.
If you mention Florida, Arizona, or Canada... And Tripoli is within an earshot.
Yeah.
He turns and says, those chicks are hot, bro.
Yeah.
Hot, bro.
Canada. I'm going to have to give it to Canada.
Whoa, congratulations,
But that's
one.
Like 1A, 1B, 1C.
Hey, you got to be.
It's not like it's like a big fall off. Tampa, they're just down.
It's like saying Magic Jordan, JJ like, Redick.
They'll be like, hey, I don't know your name, but I will have your kid. That is the Florida motto. Who are you, and what should we name this baby?
Like Florida just because they're fucking naive enough to just let you blast in them all the time?
No, it's just like...
We're talking hot, not stupidity.
They just get it. What is C-Hang doing right there? What is C-Hang doing? Yeah. No, I just like it. They're all good. They just have great skin. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is. As a guy who struggled with acne up into his 40s, which is a curse, anytime I see good skin, I'm like, hey, good skin. Is that creepy? Is that like, hey, put the lotion in the basket?
I mean, if you say it like that, you can be like, pardon me, I just want to say, I notice you have lovely skin. That's one thing. But if it's like, hell yeah, you got good skin on you. Yeah, that is a fine line. Sure.
What'd you do this week?
Worked on that show a bit more. That went really good. So thanks to everybody at Levity and the Improv for letting us be there for 50 hours. But it was a lot of fun. I literally did improv in 2 days for about 16 hours.
Did you hear in your nightmares? Did you hear? Give me a location in your nightmares?
No, but it's like, it's hard to think that fast all the time. Like literally every 6 minutes you would be back on stage and be like, all right, bam, bam, bam. It's like, so you're never not like, just blinking.
Is so perfect for you.
I know,
but
I'm saying
always on.
Yeah, but that was exhausting.
Like I have friends who are like, always I can fire on in a bad way.
Oh yeah,
you know, you're like, hey, how about this? You're like, dude,
everybody does.
And some people might say that about me. Dave Taylor's like, are you working another new bit on me? I'm like, I'm just working it out in my head. But you're always funny. I mean, that would seem like
perfect. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I did that. Watched Cubs Dodgers game last night. That was great. Got to see the Cubs hang the banner. Typical Chicago Cubs luck. There's an hour and 15 minute rain delay.
Yeah,
I
went to my meeting last night because I struggle with drugs and alcohol. So I went to my meeting last night, and then I got home. We turned the game on. Dana is a like a fucking insane Dodgers
she
fan.
She is to the Dodgers what you are to the Clippers almost.
Yeah.
True or false?
It's really
she's
crazy.
Nuts. She doesn't miss a game.
She's nuts.
She gets mad about stuff.
So, yeah. So last night I go, the Cubs are kind of special. She goes, why are they fucking special?
I love it.
I go, I mean, they do, like, what? She goes, what? They're fucking garbage. I go,
yeah.
Okay.
You're getting it, Dana.
Like, Dana loves April baseball.
She
do you know how
it.
Much you got to be into sport to love April baseball?
Yeah. I like That's April like baseball, and then I teeter off for a while.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, dude.
July, I'm like, I'm out.
This is how much I can't get into baseball till August. It was Vin Scully's last season, and I'm like, as much as I want to take in this as much as I can't listen to this April baseball with even the best that ever fucking do it. I have to go.
Well, that's also different for you because that's like if baseball was starting in late December, I'd be like, because NBA playoffs are about to rev up. You're so into basketball right now that you're like, I've been waiting for this moment forever. Now you want me to start adding on a team that's 3-1 with 2,000 more games to play?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
By the way,
she's been waiting for baseball.
Oh, she has.
Yeah.
And she just loves to say hi to all the black athletes. And by the way, it's only black athletes. Anytime a black athlete's on screen, she's like, hi, Jen Lee. I'm like, okay, this is getting creepy, man.
When they come up to bat? That's
oh, yeah.
She does.
Or when he goes in to go relief.
Dana becomes,
hi, Jen Lee. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Dana becomes Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Yes, you pui.
The funniest part was as in Canada trying to explain to Canadians why I'm cool with hockey. I just don't care. And they're like, whoa, but why? I'm like, I just don't care. He's like, but it's great. It's like basketball. I go, I get it. It's just, I have these sports. But why can't you like this too? It's just like every night.
It's how English people are with soccer.
Yeah.
Like I have my buddy Stuart's a really good buddy of mine. He's from London. Played professional rugby, and he won't even argue rugby with me. He says, like, I get it. You're locked in on football, mate. That's this is that. But he always tries to get me into soccer. I'm just like, dude, it's 3.5 hours. It's 0-0.
You don't watch the World Cup?
I do watch the World Cup. Last World Cup I got into.
Man.
But I got into the nationalism.
But that's like the best of that sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can watch.
Some of it is.
If it's
yeah.
a big.
The club teams are better than those teams. Like, if they
but
play.
If it's yeah. a big, big. I mean, like, dude, you can see the difference between Premier League yeah. and MLS. And there's. I like. MLS is cool. I'm down with it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just like.
100% right.
But, dude, I mean, like, I remember, you know, it's like I don't watch a lot of football, you know, but when I saw when it was U.S. versus Portugal and Ronaldo did that kick, that he put it in the one place where that guy could head it, and it was the only place it could go, uh-huh. and I realized that guy can kick the way Steve Nash passes the ball,
uh-huh.
that's why I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is a different level.
Yeah, and you got to watch it at that level. But, you know, and a lot of my English friends will be like, well, you know, where do you want, you can't watch the games. It's not the highest level, and people always ask me why.
You can watch Premier League now.
I know,
but
I'm saying I'm 44. Now when I'm 44, I can watch this. It wasn't accessible to us
yes.
all this time. That's every game your entire town shuts down to watch. Every bar is super packed to watch these games for you, but for us, I got to get up at 4 a.m. and try to figure out soccer to watch the best and most elite players play. Now it's different. The culture is different, but I'm, you know, it's teaching an old dog new tricks.
You know, so interesting is that they said, and I, oh, here it is. This is it. If you see it, like he's in the corner.
Yeah, it's a
I mean, dude, it's on, but look at that. The one play. There's two defenders there. Look at that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me that you have the precision of a kick. Man, dude, he's gone. I can't believe U.S. football didn't work with a fucking German running it, you know?
I kind of liked him.
You kind of liked him? What did you like? Not winning?
No, I just liked his outlook.
He's just like, what do you mean? That's his face every time.
No, I mean, he was a positive energy. You know, it's kind of like a Brody.
You don't like Arenas?
He's
got
a nose.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah.
He's got a nose that looks that like if Ari was playing Pinocchio in a Broadway play and just told three lies.
I feel like you could just smuggle a lot of cocaine into the country
that guy
just
got,
by putting eight balls in
that
there.
That dude got laid more in England than anybody in history. Though,
who?
I guarantee you.
That guy?
Yeah. He was huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like,
but then Ronaldo was born,
hair.
Came in the sport, and is literally stacking everybody.
Yeah.
Ronaldo could bang the queen if he wanted to.
Did you watch the Cubs-Dodgers game?
Probably.
Parts of it, yeah.
That was an exciting game.
It was good. It's April baseball.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, it's cool to see Cubs' first home game.
I was just looking at how Aaron feels about April baseball. You guys are so mean.
I just thought it's cool to see Cubs' first home game, and see the whole championship team from last year raise that banner. It's pretty awesome.
Thoughts?
I'm so mad right now.
Why are you so mad?
Well, A, my team's not playing well in April baseball.
And some guy just won the DL already for you guys, right?
No.
Oh, hopefully I got some breaking news for you. Yeah. Can you see if a Cardinal is on the DL, probably will ruin your season. So let's see if we can get get the cameras on Aaron when he finds out his season's already done, please.
Yeah, turn it around.
Real quick.
Did you see that the
it's a prospect. He's not even in the major leagues. It's fine.
Fuck.
And he didn't pitch well for us anyway. So.
Okay.
I'm kind of okay with it.
You see that the Cubs rings, which they get tomorrow, have 108 diamonds on them? For the 108 years that they didn't.
Yes, I saw that.
Is it as big as that? Because how do you fit 108
diamonds?
Those
are rubies. They ever see those rings? They're like...
Do you think
like
I've ever
buckles.
Seen a sports ring? Is a real question.
It shocks me that you've never ever seen any kind of sports ring, Super Bowl ring, national championship. They're like giant. They're like this big.
Hey, Sounds Tebow, ugly. When you meet up with your sister and you guys do Wonder Twins, what do you form, animal or water with that ring?
That's a good question.
Form of a dildo.
It would have to be an ice dildo if you don't know anything about, because there's no animal dildo. It would have to be a form of water dildo,
I suppose.
Sam.
Is it made? Ice dildos, where it's like it melts.
That wouldn't be.
Why? I mean, what would be pleasurable about
I
that?
Know, I'm just,
wait, dude, full disclosure, someone has put ice in me before. It's totally pointless. It literally just melts. So what
you
would
let
ice
people
dildo?
Put ice in
I
you?
I let people do whatever they
you
want.
You do know that you just changed that for the next 90 minutes. This is all we're going to talk about.
So you know, like, sometimes you, like, blindfold each other and do whatever you want to each other?
No, tell us more.
One time
hey,
it
Aaron,
was.
Tell us about the time you and your wife blindfold each other and let each other do whatever you want.
I
have a feeling that if Aaron and his wife blindfolded each other, within 5 minutes they both fall down separate flights of stairs.
By the way, anytime we get creepy fight nanny on the show, someone needs to take that loop of her getting excited about 209 and just loop it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was like, ooh, that's a nice number, is what I said. Like, I like that you weigh 209. Like, that might be my dream, man.
Hey, Tebow, you got any dates out of the gates?
Yeah, I got some. I will be at the Comedy Store this week. So look at my Twitter, because I don't know what date I'll have till later on today, but I'll be at the Comedy Store this week. I know that for sure. And is it Wednesday or Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, Sam.
It's next Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday. I'm with Sam Tripoli at the La Jolla Comedy Store. So anybody, all you San Diego fans, all you people that keep hitting me up, hey, when are you going to be back in La Jolla? I'll be there Wednesday night for one night.
It's a great lineup.
Tripoli, Steve Randolph, Brian Moses, San Diego native, Chelsea Skidmore, and I will. I'm bringing three sock puppets. So I forgot to tell you this. They each need 20 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
So I'll be doing
perfect.
A lot of time
Sounds
at
like
the La Jolla Comedy
long
Store.
Show.
It should be. I'm also at the Australian Gay Men's Bar Down Under the Balls. I'll be doing 9 shows a day all of June. I'm at Blank Stairs. I think that's a comedy club. And then I'm doing cleanup at Spunks. I'm not sure if that's comedy, but if it is, it sounds like I'm headlining doing cleanup. So come see all that.
I'm going to be tomorrow night Comedy Chaos. There's like 15 tickets left for the whole show. It's a killer lineup. Go to thecomedystore.com. Go and I'm going to be with Tebow next week at Comedy Chaos at the La Jolla Comedy Store. If you guys come out, San Diego people, and it's a decent turnout, we're going to try to start doing these once a month, me, Tebow, down there, you know, and we'll rotate it in to try to get somewhere where we can work out some new shit all the time. And this weekend, the NBA playoff starts, which I'm going to try to go if the Clippers get the first one. And guess what I'll be doing? I'll be buying my tickets on SeatGeek. Tebow, why don't you tell us a little about the magic of SeatGeek?
There's a lot of magic in SeatGeek, guys. What you do is you go get the app. It's just an app. It's just an app that you have in your phone, and that's how phones work these days. So save it in your phone. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off your first ticket. It is an awesome search engine that helps you find tickets to concerts, sporting events, any kind of thing that you could see live. They are great. Doesn't matter where you are in the country, probably the world. If you could buy tickets for an event, SeatGeek is your best friend to have in your pocket. Buying tickets is always usually a pain in the ass, and it's not with SeatGeek.
It's totally, I mean, and we're talking everything. We're talking concerts. I think I went
to literally
saw
will
Wu-Tang.
Alert you.
I
it'll,
bought Wu-Tang tickets.
It'll
the
alert
Jules
you
tickets.
When you have a good deal. When it's a good deal, you know, those ones pop up green, so you know when you're getting a good deal. But hey, man, sometimes you're willing to pay. If they were like, hey, man, Radiohead tickets, here's some, you know, if it's black or dark, dark red, but it's like, hey, man, these are great seats, but, you know, I'm like,
is it like your shirt, that color?
There's a lot of colors.
In your underwear?
I'm not wearing underwear, but I am wearing a condom.
Okay, that's cool.
For once in your life.
Well, I didn't know what he was coming back with.
Because, let's see, I mean, Pelicans, Lakers, that should be a show that I can't believe they're even charging $35 for that. They should be like, here's $35, come hang out with us. I'm going to
look at all those deals. All those are under $40.
You go see if they have Clippers. Oh, $10 for Clipper tickets. God damn.
Kings at Clippers, $10. I mean, so,
do I have
you know,
anything? Oh, yeah, I got my show. I'm like, dude, I'm not doing anything fucking Wednesday.
Do you need me to help at the door?
Would you like to?
Yeah.
Okay, come by. I could use that.
She needs
is
a
Dana going to be there?
Hey, are yes. you going to be blindfolded?
No, my problem with the store is I have anxiety. So, like, unless I have a reason to be there, I'm like, when people are like, oh.
You have a hoodie now.
Yeah, should I wear it? The yeah. thing, Chow in Trouble. He yeah. gave this to me for free, Adam.
Yeah. Oh, why'd he give it to you? Huh?
That's what my brother said. He's like, oh, is that your next boyfriend? And I was like,
oh, what'd you break up with your boyfriend? Okay. News. You're going to get bombarded on Twitter. Twitter is going to be fire. SeatGeek, man. I mean, you know who's going on concert is Run the Jewels.
Oh, yeah.
Rage Against the Machine is getting
whole
back
different
together.
Song and dance there.
Yeah,
that's entirely different.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I disagree with that because
but I mean,
De La
Run
Rocha
the Jewels
is could, what see, it's political rap.
That's no, Run what, the Jewels you could have seen in the last 2 years. Rage Against the Machine getting back together
right,
is a whole
right,
different
right,
story.
Right, yeah, they're back together, and I'm going to get tickets to it on SeatGeek. So guys, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get those. Tickets home, boy. They're the easiest way to do it. I'm super excited. Prophets of Rage is good, too. Aaron, when was the last time you saw a concert?
I'm going to one Wednesday.
Whoa. Let's all take a guess. Stop. We're going to guess
you're
what
not,
concert Aaron is going with his, come on, his
it's
wife.
We obviously don't know who it is. What can we just do genre? Country.
Okay, no. Pick a band.
I
anything.
I don't know.
Just yell something.
He says we're not going to get it, so I don't like this game.
You can't get it.
What's the venue?
Band.
What's the venue?
The whiskey.
That'll help.
What?
Okay.
The whiskey.
So what?
That'll help, though.
Okay.
You know.
Are you like a Earl Skakel, like rat fan?
No.
No way.
No.
Not rap.
No.
Okay.
I know my guess. Bushwick Bill. Solo.
Bushwick Big?
Acoustic.
What do you got?
Fuck, I don't know.
I'll narrow it down by saying it's a tribute band.
Oh,
so you have
Morrissey tribute band.
No.
Beatles tribute band.
Right country, though.
Oh, Boss Hogg, Boss Socks, Boss.
No, that guy's still alive.
They have tribute bands for bands still
Bowie,
alive.
Bowie, David Bowie.
I've seen him there, though.
No.
But no.
Johnny Cash.
No.
No, bam, got it.
You no, said no to the Beatles.
No to the Beatles, no.
No
country
who?
Beatles.
No, it's
no.
England.
England.
Oh, it's an English country?
He said right
Oasis.
Country.
No.
He said correct country.
Right said Fred. Bam.
No longer together.
Spice
well,
Girls.
Technically, they are together.
Yahoo Serious.
They're missing a member.
Rolling Stones.
In Sync.
British.
Out of sync. Out sync.
Oh, I'm only listening.
Elton John's Got AIDS tribute band.
Out
of sync. Wait, okay. So.
No.
They're
no,
missing
Spanish.
A member and they're British?
And
missing
not
two
not
members.
The Stones.
No.
Oh, okay.
Who? Oasis right, minus the brothers.
No.
That it's just a
horrible tribute band.
Yeah, like who would it be?
It would be called Noasis.
Is the lead singer one of the people, the original members who's still in the band? Is he one of the ones that's not in
it's
the band?
It's a tribute band.
It's
nobody's
a tribute band,
no,
but the original band, the lead singer is dead.
Okay.
Oh.
Will they
Queen.
Yes.
Bam!
Wait, is Adam Lambert there?
No. It's a tribute band.
Oh,
I was like, are they doing that bad with the whole band plus Adam Lambert?
Does anyone have a blindfold?
Or a muzzle.
A muzzle. Okay, so let's get into it. It was a crazy week of sport. Do you guys ever feel, I know you only watch one sport, but you're into Clippers, right?
Oh, yeah, I watch the Clippers.
Okay.
My mom yells at me if I don't.
Do you ever feel pressure to watch sports? Like, there's so much sports on there.
Like, okay, be specific.
Next sport.
I feel like that with UFC even, because it's on every Saturday. So it's like, oh, there's another one. Like,
what do you mean by
half
that?
Half the time I don't watch them.
I mean, like,
there's too many on.
I think there's just so much sports on now. There's just so much sports. It's unbelievable.
Do you mean do I feel pressure every day that I have to be?
Like on the weekends, because we got to talk sports on every Tuesday from 11 to 1.
You guys could be like me and not care about them all. Let's just let the show go to shit.
Yeah, just crash and burn. Hey.
We're 2 years ahead of you, bitch.
2 hours, an hour and a half in. What's your favorite color M&M?
I know.
I really like
tribute bands for 10 minutes. It's not like we don't do stuff like that.
Well, luckily I was the best at it. I got it real quick, you know? You don't feel pressure? Like last week there was some great boxing, great UFC,
yeah.
NBA. Not that we care about hockey, but as much about, not, I like hockey, okay? Hockey's fun. I retract that statement. And there's just a lot of shit to watch.
I don't really feel like I have to watch everything. I watch what I can. I mean, I don't feel pressure to watch every Cubs game, but if I have time, if I'm like dicking around doing nothing, and I'm like, what am I going to watch? I'm like, oh, fuck, the Cubs are on. Awesome. Yeah. But I don't, like, DVR every game or anything. Like, I did feel pressure to watch yesterday's game because I wanted to see them raise the banner. It was their first home game.
If there's a Cubs game and a Falcons game, which one is the one, which one is two?
I mean, that
like you,
that
okay,
would
they're
never
both on
happen.
The same Why?
It could.
I feel
it
like you could always
I guess, yeah. Yeah, it could. Not. Yeah, it could. Postseason.
September.
Falcons would take pressure over that.
Okay.
Unless it was like a Game 7 situation. I would watch both. I would like watch both of them. It'd be hard, but Falcons for sure.
Okay. All right.
You would go to Jays because doesn't he have two TVs?
Yeah, it's exactly. I would do something like that.
You'd have them on the same time?
Yeah, I would do something like that.
That's just retarded. So UFC 210. What do we think, guys? Buffalo, back to where I was basically born.
I think New York is 0 for 2.
0 for 2. But, because they don't have a replay system, huh?
Yeah.
That's so weird because they said they watched it on the replay.
Does the UFC have a replay system?
Apparently in Vegas they do because they kept saying it's just a New York rule.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So should have made his call and stuck with his call, and no one should have interfered with it.
I agree with that. If they're saying they don't have that.
Yeah, so.
Everybody in the UFC.
John McCarthy shouldn't have told Dan Mergliano anything that happened.
Agreed.
Like, he shouldn't have interfered.
Oh, the call was the call.
Yeah.
He should have had 5 minutes.
Because he has no idea.
Well,
until Rogan goes screaming.
I agree with you on that.
Then he's like going, hey, that, the call was, you still have 2.5 minutes. It's like, why are they still giving him time if they just changed the call? Well, and if they can't change the call, how did they just change the call?
We're talking Weidman, obviously the Armenian assassin, Mousasi. Let's be honest, dude. Weidman was looking for a way out. That's exactly what happened there.
Totally fine, too. If he was going to get TKO'd for real,
he was.
Totally fine with it. But let him lose then.
Yeah, but he looked for a way out on that one. He goes,
that's your
they
opinion.
Say, no, they say, he heard, they, you could hear him saying, I can't continue.
He says his camp's coming out saying that that is not true.
Okay.
Did not say that.
Did you hear it?
I mean, I tried to play back this replay, and he's down on the ground. He's like,
Yeah. No, okay. And he shouldn't have acted like that. Like,
because
the way he's holding
way
his
out.
Head, like.
Because he was at that classic place that Weidman gets where he just starts getting tagged.
Right.
And we've seen it happen when he was taken on. The guy that beat him for the title, what was his name?
Luke Rockhold.
Right. When he misses, when he starts getting tagged.
Yeah, I agree with
that. And he just starts having that. And you saw it when he was like running back and he's kind of like on what the kids call queer street.
Yeah.
Queer street.
Yeah.
Okay, running back. And you know he's in trouble right there.
Yeah.
So he something happens where he looks at the ref like he just got hit in the nuts, which he didn't.
Yeah.
So he's looking for a way out.
That was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't like when people do that, especially at a championship level, where like he'll kick and you look at the ref like, "Daddy, do something! He's rabbit punching me." It's like, bro, if it ain't called, face your opponent and fight.
Oh yeah, and by the way, they asked Wyman what month it was. He said February.
Oh yeah, I did hear that. That really did happen. So, Matt Sarah said that really did happen.
So the point
no,
is,
Ray Longo said
right after the knee or like 4 minutes later.
Like with the doctor, one of the questions.
When the two doctors came up in the gray suits and they were both talking to him at once?
Like part of the testing.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
They were like,
something.
What tribute band is Aaron going to see? And they just kept going through all these different things and they didn't know.
It's an English band. And he kept going, the Eagles? I don't know. The Eagles of Life Metal? I don't know.
See, but that's when he goes out and changes his call, and this should not have happened. So it should be ruled technically a no contest and they rematch. But now Musasi's not even wanting to give him a rematch.
I would if I was Musasi. I would be like, I just went over a major hurdle. I have to go do that hurdle again?
Yeah.
I want to go fight.
I like how
title.
He handled it right away. I don't like how he's handling it now. Like,
who?
Musasi. Well, that was like how
you're
saying.
Like, yeah, I give him. You like that?
No.
I give him. You know,
I think
his best
he didn't
want to
win that way either. Like, I just think the whole fight sucked.
Everybody loses in this fight.
Yeah, I felt like so empty after. I was just like, and that whole arena was like dead silent. Like even after the last fight, it was just such an awkward fight card. It was just so quiet. Everyone was retiring. I was just like, no one in there's cheering. Like it just felt like everyone felt empty.
Well, there's a lot. I want to get into something else after we discuss this whole card. But I mean, New York is just weird. This is what happens. This is what, you know what New York is like? New York MMA is like when Germany decided to tear down the wall and you had West Germany and East Germany come together and East Germany was like still back in the 1950s and West Germany's like 19, everyone's like wearing neon colors doing cocaine and fucking talking about greed is good and then they're still churning butter and it's like you're just way behind. All your rules are just way behind because you guys were so stubborn because your union stopped this from happening. You're catching up, and now you're looking dumb.
Dana White said it's like they're in 2001 again.
100%?
Yeah.
100%?
No one should fight there. Like, no championship.
I wouldn't want to fight there. Every time.
If I had a belt, and they're like, we're going to put you on 213 in New York.
You have a belt.
No, I'm saying if I was a champ. You know what I'm saying? You'd fucking...
Not look. Ari's belt.
I know. If I was strapped or fighting for a strap and they're like, you can be on 217 in New York or you can be on 219 in Canada, I go, Canada.
Even why
I don't want to dick around with the chance of me losing. This is my one time title shot and I got to go...
Is this you the fighter?
What's that?
Is this you the fighter?
Yeah, if I was a fighter...
What kind of fighter are you? What kind of MMA fighter is Jason Teo? Is Jason Teo a fucking, like, a jiu-jitsu expert? Is he just, like, a guy with a gas tank? Or is he just a lay and pray guy? Or is he a fucking Muay Thai striker?
You gotta have 10 more guesses.
What is he? What kind of
I'm more of a cover fighter from England. Let's guess what kind of cover fighter I am from England. English? Michael Pisping. Michael Pisping.
So I personally, I mean, like, New York is, like, high profile. Like, you know, that's why people want to fight there. And the All-American is definitely, I don't know what's going on with them. I think it's very interesting. Look at Rogan's hand. Doesn't it look like they're both Weidman's hand, but so obviously Rogan's hand. It's like, I have a little hand and a giant bear hand.
He is so pretty, though. Look at that face. It's, like, stupid.
Thank you.
I'm surprised you're not in love with Brett Ernst, because he looks like the Brett Ernst of MMA.
You see this face? It's just me? No.
Yeah, totally. No. You would say, if you had to guess what comedian's Weidman, you wouldn't go Brett Ernst.
No.
Who'd you go?
Let me see him again.
I mean, introduce me to somebody that looks like Weidman, please.
Right there!
No!
Yes!
I know who Brett Ernst is.
They have different kind of...
I see what you mean, Sam.
Am I saying they're twins? No. I'm saying...
It's the hair. It's the hair.
Yeah, it's the whole look. It's like, hey, I'm New York. I fight.
Yeah.
Look at those eyebrows. No.
Yeah.
No.
Brett Ernst. Come on. Look at that picture down there. Right the middle. Nope. Over. Over. Up. Up.
up, I need you guys to know that I've accepted that Weidman's not going to win anymore, but it still makes me really sad.
We should do an entire podcast where we just look at videos and pictures and just talk about it.
Okay.
That's why I changed the subject. That's why I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk about Weidman.
The number one. Since we've had this, it's the number one complaint I get.
I get no
complaints.
It's like,
dude, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I get no complaints. I get that this is the greatest podcast.
Because people know if they complain to you, they're blocked forever. Any constructive criticism, you're out of Tripoli's life.
I disagree with that.
The number two complaint is, will you tell Sam and James to unblock me, please? I don't know what I did wrong.
All I will do is, this is all you got to know. If you've been blocked, you go, hey, I've been blocked. Can I get unblocked? I'll ask you, are you going to be cool? And if you say you can be cool, I'll unblock it.
Or you can give us money on Patreon and purchase Sam Tripoli block insurance.
Block insurance.
Yeah, that's
true.
Available. Yeah.
We shouldn't block people on Punch Drunk because, like, the more followers and fans we have, the better. Like, why are we, like, punishing people for having an opinion
and being a fan? There's no blocking of, hey, you could even say the show was shitty today. I don't give a shit. But when you, like, when
Please
you
don't.
Attack us, and even
I
you,
feel like that's valid, but I feel like it's, like...
It's free content.
Like, you don't like the Raiders, you're blocked. I feel like it's more...
Never done that.
Okay. I mean, people are mean to me on Instagram sometimes. I don't block them.
I love Tebow. I love Ari. But Sam's a fucking cunt. Okay, bye. We don't need it. It's just... It's not necessary. It's free content. Okay?
Yeah.
If you want to go, hey, everybody, on the Patreons, Sam sucks and he's a piece of shit. Okay. I'll let it go.
But I'm saying people say, like, fight nanny sucks, fight nanny is useless. I don't block them. I like the comment and I move on with my day.
You don't run the Twitter.
No, I'm saying I don't block them.
Dude, you understand.
They tag me in it telling me I'm useless and I'm just like, thank you. Why would I care?
Most of the people are blocked from early in the show. That's all it is. It's early in the show.
Yeah.
Back when we were just doing this, and I became somehow public enemy number one. I don't know why, because I had a...
There's got to be a bad person on the show.
Why? Yeah.
You're the villain. You're the Daniel Cormier.
If you actually look at the relationship...
You're the Roddy Piper
of
our...
Why
WWE.
Am I?
Why does people hate DC?
Ari should be the villain. I'm the guy who busts his hump to get this thing to work on the show.
No, it's just... Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, I'm the bad guy.
Do you think people deserve to hate DC? Like,
I don't agree.
I think
with that.
He's likable. I think he's like a good commentator. Like, he's funny.
I don't know why people hate him.
Like,
I have no clue.
People started hating him because of the Jon Jones thing. I think everyone was rooting Jon Jones against Cormier.
I hate that. Jon Jones.
Stop.
God damn it.
Look at this. Okay. We have on the screen for you listening at home. Everybody
we blocked
who's
Angela
blocked.
Hill from the UFC. What did she do to us? What did E! News do
unblock
to
her.
Us? Unblock E! News
no,
right
block
now.
News. Unblock Angela Hill. You want to go unblock Donald Trump? Why is Donald Trump?
I'll even go this far. I'll go this far. If you are blocked and
this
you call
ridiculous.
In the Punch Drunk
what about Bert Kreisler?
Live during this episode, we will
that's
unblock
like a funny
you.
Account that probably said something mean about Sam.
Today is unblocked.
Why is the WWE
Tuesday?
Blocked?
How about
faggot Sam Tripoli can be blocked? That sounds aggressive.
Faggot Sam Tripoli cannot.
That's not your account. I've been talking to that guy for the last year and a half.
It's just ridiculous.
Axe body spray can stay blocked.
Okay. Yeah, unblock Sarah Hopkins. I don't even know who she is, but I want to hit
it. What did lip sync battle dude was? This is very bizarre.
Why is Gillette blocked?
Walmart.
Like, who's pissing
keep
off
Walmart,
James?
Keep He's Walmart
like,
blocked.
Keep
Walmart.
Hillary blocked.
McDonald's.
Why did you... Wait a minute. You unblocked Trump, but you leave Hillary blocked?
Okay, unblock Hillary. Hillary's a piece of shit, too. Okay.
What I'm saying, I mean...
Okay,
at least
she's
she
unblocked.
Can't do any harm
she's
to
unblocked.
Us right now. He'd start a nuclear war.
James doesn't like corporate stuff, is what I'm seeing.
I'm
Reebok?
Against...
Get Reebok on there. They support Chris Weidman.
Arby's?
Look at all these.
Unblock
the only
Arby's.
People that have Weidman's
unblock
back.
Arby's.
You can leave McDonald's blocked, but you can't block Arby's.
I'm not sure this is fun for people either, is it?
Yeah, it is
Should
fun.
We, if it's fun for us.
Okay,
but...
leave that up. If you're blocked on Twitter, hit us.
It just goes on and on.
Hit us, and we will unblock you if you tell us to unblock you. Well, I didn't do all these.
No, that's what I'm saying. James is aggressive.
James has just gone fucking nuts
Look,
on the
dude,
blocks.
It's still going.
Unblock that porn star. When there's triple X's, it's a porn star.
Where?
Right there. Anyways. Right. So, So Gegard Mousasi, we agree, is a wonderful fighter. He is up for free agency. Bellator has just come out and said that they are going to aggressively go after Gegard Mousasi and go after who's the other guy? The other guy that who's the crocodile?
Jacare.
What do you think of that?
They'll pay him more money than the UFC.
Yeah, that'll really screw Weidman out of a rematch. You know what? Weidman might
get
dropped.
Weidman goes to Bellator.
Yeah, he might go to Bellator.
Weidman might end up just getting another bell chance out of fucking...
Everyone leaving?
Yeah.
That's
There'll
sad.
Be nobody left.
It's like Rockhold's injured. Everyone else left. We guess.
I think the people at Viacom have realized that, hey, man, there's an opportunity.
Should I unblock them?
Yeah. Was Bellator blocked?
No, Viacom.
Oh.
I mean, we...
Yeah.
I'm still scrolling, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Still scroll. So I think it's interesting, dude. Like, Bellator's making some serious moves.
They have to. I mean, that's just the market. I mean, you know, it's like two supermassive black holes getting closer to each other. They gobble everything up all around them. And eventually there may or may not be one. But, I mean, the market's always going to dictate that competition is fine. And they don't have a monopoly, and the UFC is slowly realizing. These new owners are realizing that they didn't really buy the UFC in their heyday when they had a monopoly. You know, UFC bought up all the little competitions. They couldn't get Bellator. Bellator got the rest. And now where a lot of the fighters feel like, at least financially, they're being treated unfair. Hang on. We're still talking about blockings.
We're not talking.
Yeah, but
sorry. I'm just scrolling.
A lot of women on there, which is weird. I don't think they're tweeting. Hate it, Sam.
Yeah, of course not. But, that, you know, another fucking, someone else is going to, you know, eat them up. They're going to get eaten up on that shit.
Yeah, I think the UFC's in trouble. I think they're in deep shit.
Well, I mean, they're just not, they're going to have to start ponying up.
Yeah.
I know they're going to be like, hey, man, we just spent sport. $5 billion on buying the UFC, so we're a little strapped for cash. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to be when all of a sudden these Bellator cards that are free or half the price are equally as entertaining and just as competitive. And half of them are the people that you just refuse to pay. You want to pay Ronda Rousey and GSP
and
fucking Conor McGregor $1 billion. And you want everybody else to make $50,000 a year.
Isn't that Hollywood, though? That is such a Hollywood model.
That's you see somebody like Rumble Johnson, height of his career, he's like, I found a new job where I can make this amount of money without getting kicked in the throat.
Yeah.
Don't worry, UFC. I'm not going somewhere else to get punched. I got a job as a teacher. I won't say what my other job is, but I do this a lot. And I know it's an audio podcast, so I'm mopping a floor. You know, at the height of his career, he's like, I'm out. This guy's like, I'm not going to. This hurts.
Yeah.
I want to walk around at 250, and I have to give myself training aids every 6 months to make another $100 million for you, where you give me $40,000 and an extra $40,000 if I damn near die in the fight.
Yep, yep.
So I got a new job, and I do this a lot.
You know, it's like you listen to Dana White after the fight. He's like, yeah, the gate was $2 million, so that means he basically paid off all of his talent. Just based off people live in the arena.
Yeah.
I mean, and more.
Yep. Yeah.
He probably covered all of his costs of and all that fucking money on pay-per-view.
And that probably...
straight cash.
Does that include merch? When they say the gate, does that include merch?
The gate just means how many bought tickets.
Okay.
And I believe.
And concessions goes to the place and all that different.
Yeah,
But merch goes to the UFC.
Yep.
So... you can't walk...
And the arena gets a part of the merch.
Sure, but you can't walk out of your fucking aisle without hitting a t-shirt kiosk or where you can buy those big gloves that are funny that you got.
Yeah.
All shit like that.
Yep.
So they made a lot more than that. And that doesn't include pay-per-view money. That doesn't include all the people that randomly just started subscribing to their UFC Fight Pass just to be a part of all... You know, you ain't hurting for cash.
Yep. I agree.
Period.
Yeah, 100%.
Or sponsorship. That doesn't include what Reebok dropped on that thing and all those other people that have their little logos and everywhere you fucking look and all the things that people are bleeding on the ground.
I'm going to tell you what has fucked the UFC, and we've said before here, is that Reebok deal. is the reason why all these guys are running over there. Because they're like, okay, I could be in the UFC, which is a high-profile gig.
Yeah.
Right? Or I could go to Spike TV, where they get 2 million people watching their fights. And I can spend 50 grand. I can get 50 grand a fight to fuck just in sponsorship money from all these different sponsors.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be on Spike TV with 2 million people watching.
Yeah, and Bellator is just going, oh, you can't advertise and make your own side money? Come on over here then.
If Bellator was smart, to be like, advertise all you want. You just can't do weed or blah, 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 or whatever that is.
You know what they should do? You know how when you go to like a Clipper game and they're like, hey, if they score 100, everyone gets a free taco. Or if you miss 2 free throws in a row, everybody wins a cheeseburger or whatever the fuck. And everyone starts cheering and all the people in there really get into it. What they should do is have like, let's say like Taco Bell, right? Have like a big picture of a taco on the center of the octagon. And if anybody bleeds on the taco like it's hot sauce, everybody in there gets a free taco.
I love that.
So everyone's like, oh, no, move him over to the taco.
That's a great promotional. Let's say MMA and Tebow, the one we were talking about earlier, the guy who's a striker and a British striker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Michael Bisping.
Yeah, let's talk about Michael Bisping. Would Michael Bisping ever think about being a fighter in a onesie, meaning like you kind of come out like a 1920s swimmer?
Like
you know?
The one like Andre the Giant used to wear?
Yeah, yeah. Because think about that. This is the one way women can make more money in the sport because they tend to wear one whole thing.
And if I were to do that, I would like that. But I would probably like add to the character of that. Like I'd grow one of them curly mustaches.
Oh, I like that.
I'd
like
be like, put up your dukes, fella. Come
I would
on.
Love
I'd
to see like Michael that. Bisping fight like that. Okay. That'd be great.
Maybe I'll fight somebody on the undercard of you and Ari.
I like
if
that.
If he ever gets back.
Hey, guys, speaking of two black holes eating up everybody, Cormier versus Anthony Johnson. What did you guys think of that fight?
Two black holes eating up.
He talked about it earlier.
Stupid. It was stupid. I thought when he knew he was going to retire, I feel like, and I'm a big fan of his, and I'm not a huge Cormier guy. I do respect him. I think he's done a lot better with that belt than I thought
why
he would.
What about him makes you not a huge fan? You say you're a fan, not a huge fan. What makes you not a huge fan?
Of who, Rumble or Cormier?
Cormier.
I find him boring. I think he tries to talk a lot of shit, and I don't think he's like good at it. His fighting style bores me.
I feel like he's forced into talking shit because people don't like him for some reason.
I don't know why. I
feel like I'm supposed to not like him.
No, because I think that what a lot of people think is that you're not the real champ, John Jones is.
That's fine,
and
but
he
why
beat
aren't
you
people
and you're
mad at Conor McGregor then?
So quit talking shit because you're a placeholder.
You know what it is? I think
they do that with every weight class, though. Everyone has an interim belt, so why are they so mad at him?
I think Cormier is a lot like Gerard Carmichael, where people get mad at him because he's had these two HBO specials, and everyone's like, blah, oh, it's not fair, oh, it's not there, and I love Carmichael. But what is he supposed to say, no? Was it like what is Cormier not supposed to take the belt?
Oh, I get it.
You know, it's just like you're mad at him because he's a champion. What's he supposed to do?
Right.
If they took Michael Bisping, one of the number one British fucking strike cover bands, and say, hey, man, you want to be a belt guy?
Yeah,
you know, what's Michael Bisping going to say? No. Of course you're going to get in there with your onesie and your Taco Bell sauce,
and
right?
And my mustache.
And your mustache.
And my evil laugh.
Gerard Carmichael. It's like, hey, Gerard Carmichael, Spike Lee wants to do your fucking special. What are you supposed to say? No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, we want you to do another special. What's he supposed to say?
Yeah.
No?
I like what you're saying. Let me go ask all the open micers in the belly room if they're cool with that.
Yeah. You know, it just makes no sense, man.
Hey, everyone that can do 4 minutes of comedy. Spike Lee wants to do it in my hour and put it on HBO. Anyone got a problem? Oh, you? You want to do it instead? Okay, cool. This guy wants to do the same 10 minutes 5 fucking times. Spike Lee, are you down? Jesus.
It's like, what do you want, dude?
No shit.
Hey, guys, if you're calling to get, you want to get unblocked, we're going to do it in the last half an hour of the show. 30 minutes of who gets unblocked. Today's the day. We're literally walking through jail with fucking a fistful of fucking pardons. Who wants to get pardoned?
Did you watch the whole card?
Yes.
Did you see that one girl that
looked
like
Puerto Rican Rose? So my friend
Romeo
comes up. Hold on real quick. My friend Romeo in Calgary comes up, and he's got one of those boxes like you do that can fucking you can watch anything that's in the movie theaters and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't enjoy it, but I had nothing else to do till we fucking went. We watched the fights, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I watched it,
yep,
too.
Yeah.
So, did you see the chick from Chicago that looks like a fucking, like, trailer trash Rose? She got beat in the main card.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had to want to fuck her.
The one who went with pearls on to the weigh-ins? The one who went with the tits?
She had fake boobs, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She does have Rose's hair.
She's got, but look her up. She looks like a hot, like a Rose. With
She lost Pearl Gonzalez. Pearl Gonzalez.
Do you guys watch Embedded?
I do. I do watch them.
So she's like his type too. Like that. Like I'm into crystals and like all those girls you make fun of. But you secretly love. She does crystals, and she had all that stupid shit taking bathtubs for her aura, and like, that's why you like her.
Well, she's pretty hot, dude.
I'm
not somebody.
Ooh, I
like
her abs. I want her body.
Like my favorite. Like I love
the next one. That
Cyborg.
One,
right Cyborg. There. I love. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love Cyborg.
You what? Like in what sense?
I think she's great.
Like you think she's hot?
I would hit it just for the story.
Oh, okay. Like me, yeah. With yeah. most,
you would hit
with
it?
Most, yeah. I would come to this podcast with that story too.
You would
I would
say,
do anything for Punch Drunk. Hey,
well, that might get you in trouble. We might. Can you write down that as 53 minutes and 55 seconds when she said that? Just keep that time stamped. We might need
you
that.
You would really bang Cyborg.
I would throw it. Yep.
I bet she would really throw you around. She'd
be
a good
would.
Time.
I hope to God she's not in that 50 Shades of Grey. She's just trying to choke me out the whole time.
I have a picture of her. Like, my problem with her is, like, let's say she's riding me, right? Cyborg. Let's say Cyborg's riding me and then starts getting into it a lot. You know what I mean? Her cardio gets up and then she starts feeling like, oh, shit, that she's going to spin around on my – pull my dick out of her, spin around – and then just put my dick in like an arm bar and just start pulling it back across her torso.
Because she got off already? And like that's your punishment?
Like that guy on Big Little Lies. Yeah.
Like if you don't come first, she taps you out by breaking your dick
off. Tell Cyborg we're the anti-Tony Hinchcliffes. He makes fun of her. We want to make love with her.
Okay. All of us want to make
we
love all, with her.
We have a chick on here that wants to make love to you. Strap-on style, man. Strap-on style. You know what? I hate doing this. I hate when it's like, but I'm going to do it. I think there's
black
something...
people shouldn't vote.
No, I think black people should
okay,
vote.
Okay, good. Me too.
I think that something's going on in Anthony Johnson's head. I think being an MMA fighter or boxer, I know it's going to be Captain Duh's statement. You know, Captain Obvious. It's just it's like when you take too many punches to the head, you just go crazy. And it's almost like when you see with porn stars, like the really hardcore porn stars, when they've taken too many dicks, they're like, they're shish kebab. And it's like...
Do you think they started out mentally healthy, Sam?
I think you meet some of them are just... Some of them make business decisions. Okay. Some of them make business decisions.
Yeah.
There's a business out there, an easier business, where if I get naked at first, I can get money for that. And I just have to do what I do, walk around my fucking
apartment. Eventually you hit a point where you're just saying where it's like you get punch drunk or you get sick taking shots to the head where you're like, what's my future going to be? Like, I got to make a decision. Or the same thing. If you're that same person in porn, like, you've taken so many cocks in the ass, the only way you know you shit is when you smell it in your pants. Oh, it just falls out like a fucking ice cream machine where you're like,
basically
whoops.
Just destroy all the speed bumps that God put there to fucking make it so you don't shit your pants. Yeah.
Did you guys read the dialogue that his corner was saying? Like, how he was throwing the fight?
Oh, really?
Yeah, his corner and coaches walked out, like, before the fight was over because
they
were pissed.
That's what I was trying to say earlier, is that
I wonder,
that's what I was saying earlier.
You should read it. It's on Bleacher Report.
I wonder what goes on with somebody mentally when you know this is my last fight, and I've talked to my family about it, and I've talked to my coaches about it, and I've already told the people at fucking Fort Worth High School that I'd love to be their new janitor to break even. Mm-hmm. Then you walk into that octagon and you're like, my heart is obviously not in this because I've already told everybody I'm done. How can my heart be in it right now in the octagon?
He should have wanted
exactly,
to win on top, though.
That is exactly
but
what...
there's something mentally where you have to be so strong to be able to do what these people do, which is why it's entertaining for us to watch, because they have another level of mental strength that we don't.
Yeah.
So when you make a commitment to your team, to your family, and to your close friends, and take another job, and you go, you're walking in there, you're like, I'm done with this. This is it. How committed are you to the future of you winning this belt or not?
I agree. Well, it's like Dana White said, when you see, when you start, there our word starts popping in your head,
yeah.
You got to get out. You can't do it anymore. It's like it's too much of a hard gig.
Yeah, I agree. It's the same thing where it's like if you're like, you know, for example, like let's say you got some job teaching fucking psychology in Las Vegas or something. You're like, I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm done with comedy. I've done everything that I want with it. I'm going to Vegas. I took this job as a professor. I'm making decent money. I'm out of the game. I had a great time. But I'm doing one last show Thursday, 7 o'clock gig in the belly room. You know, are you really going to be up all night going over your set list?
No.
You know
my
what I mean?
A great example of this is my last job in Las Vegas before I moved to L.A. was at a place called the Harley Davidson Cafe. And I was literally... my last day, and I walk up, hey, everybody, how's it going? Just to let you know, this is my last day, and I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? I just don't really care.
You would say that to the table?
Yeah.
I love
I don't
that.
Care.
What, were you a server?
Yeah, I don't care. And one table was so bad because...
I'm thinking about you as a server.
Oh, I was
fucked. How many times you're like, we'll take 2 steaks, medium rare, and you come back 10 minutes later, okay, here's a bowl of cereal, and for you,
no, I was actually pretty good. I knew waiting tables, that's what you do. You treat your whole section like one big table. That is the key to being a great waiter. You want water, you want new coffee, you want blah, 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 blah. You don't go each table each time. You got to treat everybody, and I would just handle giant masses of table, you know, but I just didn't care. My last day, I'm like, boom, throw your fucking birds up. Yep. And I would just get the fuck, you know, I just didn't
care. I plan on making $4 in tips today.
Yep.
Anything over that is a bonus.
Yep.
Everybody else, SMD.
So, yeah, UFC, that was a weird one. We got the next ones. We got the heavyweight belt. They got Junior Dos Santos fighting for it. I just think
there's a free fight this weekend with Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse fights Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
He's so underrated.
I love him so much.
Oh, that's a weird fight. Whitaker versus is it Whitaker or is it no? Yeah, that one back. That one is it.
I had no idea Jacare was fighting this weekend. Did you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, Sam didn't know there was a card, so no.
No, I mean
Jacare's head looks like right around his eyebrows.
This is his last fight on his contract too.
This is a good card, Sam. You don't think so?
I don't think it's bad.
For free,
it's a Fox card.
That's a Fox card.
My
think it's great.
Dad gets to watch this in the middle of Central California for free, okay? He's so excited.
I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's an interesting fight.
Oh, Aljamain Sterling. He's on Weidman's team. If they lose, they're all going to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Nikolai Volkov.
That's a quick turnaround,
John Volante just lost, too. They're really not doing well over at Longo Weidman
and the prelims. The prelims, you got Big Country on the prelims. How the mighty have fallen there.
Yeah.
I mean go down to the prelims of a free card.
Smith versus Sanchez. That guy Smith, he looks like he's like doesn't he look creepy as shit?
Yeah.
Like he's like the hills have eyes?
Yeah, like he has some...
Hey, man, this is my cousin. She's great at giving head.
That looks like the kind of guy that would like tuck his dick and look into the mirror and just
go, I hate all his tattoos.
That Andrew Sanchez, he's the guy who won the Ultimate Fighter. He's actually a pretty good fighter.
Oh, yeah, I like
I'd
him.
Fuck
he's got... Wait, I'd fuck me. That is definitely the battle of the fucking creepy-looking dudes. Winner, most creepy. You know, fucking.
Yeah, that's a brown dick match where the winner taps out by getting himself inside the other guy.
Brown dick match. So I'm going to push Joe back 10 minutes because I want to get in some NBA basketball. Bop, 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 bop. NBA basketball. First of all, shout out Russell Wilson for averaging a triple-double. Unbelievable. I don't give a shit.
Last guy to do it was...
the Big O.
Yep. The quarterback for Westbrook. The Seahawks?
Westbrook. Didn't I say that?
No, Russell Wilson.
Did? I didn't even know
I didn't
one.
Even know it, dude.
Good catch.
Mandela effect.
That is not the Mandela. That's just not
Russell
that.
Westbrook. Amazing thoughts on a fight, Nanny.
I don't... It.
Perfect.
I, wait, no, wait, 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 wait. I listen to Clipcast now.
Yeah.
And... Chris, what's his last name?
Wild.
Is so funny because he's like me and he's like, if they're not on the Clippers, I don't care. I don't know any other players and I'm not ashamed of it. And I just want to portray that I'm the same. And
that's
I was
right.
like, I found my podcast because I don't even know what you just
Maybe
said.
Maybe you should go on the fucking Clipcast and be like, and
should
you
I go over there and be like,
be
I'll Stat do anything Boy. For the Clipcast.
You'll be Stat Boy over there. Thoughts, Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson is a decent quarterback.
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, Westbrook.
Did you do that?
Yeah, that's the best part. I'm not a huge fan of them, but what he's done has been pretty amazing. You know, he's going to have to add to his workload as soon as Durant went to Golden State. So you know he's going to have to take on more. I mean, it's like if Jordan lost Pippen.
Yeah.
Or vice versa, Pippen lost Jordan. You know, the other guy's like, well, I want him in fantasy because he just got his workload added to and he already had a big lot on his shoulders. And I'm more impressed with how he's done it with relatively perfect health.
You want to hear an interesting fact? When Jordan retires or for the
first time or second,
I believe it's the first time.
Mm-hmm.
How many games do you think the Chicago Bulls fell off?
So from their sixth championship to the following year after that. That wasn't one they won. I would say, how many games?
Yeah.
Nine.
I think it was 3 to 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a big fall off at
yeah,
all.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you look at, like, Russell Westbrook. I mean, to lose Kevin Durant, which is arguably the second best player in the league,
mm-hmm.
to have that guy and then be able to get them into the sixth seed, which is amazing. And then they have this everyone's saying Austin Rivers is like this guy who just predicted this. We were saying this on the podcast too. He could average a triple-double, and he didn't, which is it's amazing, dude. And everyone's like, dude, it's not a big deal. It's a fucking huge deal.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's just tell you, when, two people have done it in
when
how long?
The Big O did it, he was up against, it was like him and Kareem, and then there was Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain, and those were the only teams. There was literally three teams in the NBA at that time.
A lot more white guys.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say something here. The Sacramento Kings of this year would contend and most likely win the NBA championships back when Bill Russell was running crazy in the NBA. I'm telling you that. The athleticism.
Yeah. Oh,
that,
yeah. Sure. Of course.
On that team.
Alabama's current football team.
The college team.
College team, yes. They don't have a pro one. Probably would win Super Bowl 1 through 25.
Yeah, look at the weight of the offensive linemen back in those games.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like 200 pounds. 100%.
Maybe 1 through 20. The first 20 Super Bowls, Alabama's current team probably would beat the Super Bowl champion of those first 20 Super Bowls.
20 is the Chicago Bulls, the Bears of 85.
Are you
that
sure?
Was 85?
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably first 10. That's still crazy.
No, I'm with you. Yeah.
That's getting into Steelers' neck of the woods.
Whenever they stopped allowing any white guy to play is when they'd win up to that moment, okay? You know? It's just true. I was listening to Rappaport on Colin Cowherd. It was just like, dude, he was going up, you know, Bill Russell was going up against podiatrist. That's what he was saying, dude. You know?
Of course.
It's just true.
I mean, those early days of baseball, a lot of those guys had jobs.
Not only were they unathletic, they were running around in Chuck Taylors.
They were smoking. They were smoking while playing.
Yeah, right?
They were smoking playing. Look up a picture of Len Dawson, Super Bowl, smoking.
Dude, look, go back to that stat you had.
This is the quarterback of Super Bowl I. This is the quarterback of Super Bowl I at halftime. That's it. That's it right there. That is halftime of Super Bowl I. Get the full one. Go to the big one. Because look at him between his legs. He's got like a Shasta in between his legs. Bam. That's halftime of Super Bowl I.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. He's not your body.
That's the quarterback.
Yeah, he's so little.
He looks like me.
Dude, I literally weigh the same amount as a fucking defense, almost as a defensive lineman in 1941.
209?
Oh, yeah. It's not just how she says it. It's the look she gives.
How I literally light up. I'm like, what?
No, you don't light up. You get like, hey,
I get
man.
Sensual.
Like, you got a fucking, you got a van full of fucking candy. That's how you're looking. Like,
offensive lineman went from 210 to 317 in 50 years.
It would be over, dude. Now, here's an interesting
105 pound difference between offensive linemen in 1940 and 2013.
Went white to black. It's predominantly black. What we've seen in boxing is it went white to black. Now it's going back to. There's a lot of great white Russian and European fighters, like really good boxers.
Boxing is always better in the worst communities, and they're having a terrible time over there right now.
Yeah, yeah. The fighters are great. I mean, we're just getting ghetto white people. Yeah. Knocking out black guys thinking they're just going to show up and beat him with the twitch fiber. And you got this fucking Lemonenko guy. What is the guy who just fought?
Lomachenko. Yeah.
Lomachenko. Dude, the guy is a surgeon, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, you're talking about guys now, every time they punch, it's like knockout, knockout, knockout. It's like amazing.
Yeah.
Golovkin might be one of the hardest punchers there's ever been.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's giving him shit for his last fight because he, you know.
I mean, that's what's amazing. It's like you dominate a guy who's virtually undefeated and great. You dominate him, and then people are like, "Nah, you didn't knock him out."
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like you're playing one-on-one basketball and all these championships. You beat everybody by 20, and then you fight, you know, one of the greats, and you beat him by 8 decisively, and everyone's like, "Ah, I don't know, I don't think you're that good."
Can you look up the NBA right now, the rankings? Go to the NBA rankings for the Western Conference, NBA playoff. Yeah. Dude, I know that everybody thinks that the – yeah, go Western. That everybody thinks that the Warriors are just going to walk through everybody. I get it. But, man, that matchup with the Trailblazers is a lot tougher than a lot of people think. Because that is that's a team that is built like the Warriors, not as good as the Warriors, but they are built like the Warriors in that they have a couple guys that can go for 20 points a night, more than a couple. And they got that Russian kid out from the Nuggets. Now, he fractured his leg, and they're like, he'll be back in 2 weeks. That's how tough Russians are. They're like, you broke your leg, you'll be back in 2 weeks, okay? But he's supposed to be back for the playoffs. That's going to be a hard matchup. That's going to be a hard matchup for the Warriors.
I don't know.
They're not going to sweep them. I'll tell you right now.
The same thing, though. A hard matchup, and they're just not going to sweep are two different conversations.
Okay, I'll give you that.
They're going to win that 4-1.
Let me say, if they go 4-1 but every game is tight, is that a hard matchup? Every game is tight. Where it's not like win by 20, win by 30?
No.
That's not the same thing?
I don't think it's a hard matchup. If
everything goes down to a last shot, it's every game is within 3 points, is that a hard matchup? Aaron's nodding his head.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if you win all of them.
I think the second rounds are going to be the interesting rounds because Clippers are playing like motherfucking champions right now.
I mean,
the second round, we're going to see the Warriors. It could get ugly. It could get ugly. Yeah.
I mean, I'll just be honest. I don't see the Clippers even making it to the West Coast Finals.
I mean, they're probably not going to make it. They should have.
You better hope Ari stays wherever the fuck he is for like 2 more months because the one thing he loves to throw in your face is the Clippers can almost never get out of the first round. Mm-hmm. No matter how much they spend, no matter how good they do, and it always lights you up like a Christmas tree. But this is of the years where I'm like, here it comes again.
I actually
do feel that way.
I feel
like here it comes again.
Yeah, you're right.
It's because I got the Cubs win. I went to the Super Bowl with the Falcons, and I got the carpet taken out from under me, and I'm not going to fall for that in the NBA right now. So maybe I have a little bit of PTSD.
It's going to be a hard game.
PTSD. I have a little bit of PTSD, which is when your favorite football team gets beat over and over and over again. That's PTSD.
Okay.
That's what I have a little bit. Trickling over.
You have every
baseball,
right to be.
Or basketball.
Doc did nothing to load up this team. I think it's going to be interesting. I think the second round, Rockets Spurs, is a really good matchup. Is a really good matchup. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. On the Eastern Conference, Celtics are now the number one seed. and the Cavs are number two. I think the Cavs are in trouble. I called Zuman, Zumak, told him that I think his team is in trouble. They've lost three in a row. I don't give a shit if you're resting people or not. That's not good.
They're going to be fine.
You think they're coming out of the fucking yep. East. Mm-hmm. That Washington matchup's hard, dude. That's a good team. Nope. Washington only has two less losses.
What about the East? Oh, that's what we're looking
Cavs
at.
Are, Cavs are coasting.
God, the Bulls in the Heat, bro. Look at that. Bulls in Heat right there battling for the last spot. How many games are left? Two?
They each have one.
Yeah, it's at 82.
Yeah, okay, 82. Yeah, so they each have. So what happens if they both tie? Then what does it go, head-to-head or something?
Well, if you look at the rankings right now, Bulls would be in and the Heat would not.
Okay, so
yeah, they must have the tiebreaker. Yeah.
Okay, so they have the tiebreaker.
Bulls would be in, Heat would not.
So Bulls win, get in.
Yep.
Good luck, Chicago Bulls.
To get in, to get take on. And the Celtics, that's a harder matchup for the Celtics than they want to admit, man. You know, you got a Bulls team that got nothing to lose.
The Bulls are playing the Nets.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose. Yeah, the Bulls are in. They're playing the Nets.
And they're playing the Wizards. The Heat are playing the Wizards.
Oh, yeah, they're
it's much
done.
Tougher.
They're
yeah,
done.
Wizards are tough.
They're done.
What do you think about Derrick Rose? What do you do with him now?
I think he gets signed by a team that can't sign any real free agents, like a Sacramento.
The Hornets, yeah.
The Hornets, maybe. I think you guys are going
to
go after one of these really good. What?
How much do you give a guy that just can't stay healthy?
I don't think you give him that. He was talking about how he wanted 150 mil, and everyone's like, go fuck yourself.
So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah. With everybody.
I don't think you sign him to a long one. I think he gets a. You could sign him for like. I mean, you're going to be. Dude, Charlotte's going to be able to get him. Sacramento's going to be able to get him. They're going to be able to throw. You throw him 10 mil. A year?
He's had so many knee surgeries that his right, if his left knee, I just read this whole interesting article on this fake news thing, but his whole left knee is made out of Legos. Because every other thing, no cartilage left, there's no anything, but they're like, I got an idea. So he went to Legoland and had a very expensive surgery. But
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. It looks like a fire truck.
You just pop him in?
Yeah, it looks like a fire truck. It's pretty sweet. I love it.
Hey, dude, if you were a team that can't get it, like, you know what would be great? New Orleans. What about him on New Orleans? You don't pay him that much. You try to get him, you know. I mean, that's an interesting. What's going to be interesting is can New Orleans keep DeMarcus Cousins? That's going to be the big thing. DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, I mean, I think
should
they're
go to somewhere
try.
Like the Celtics or San Antonio where they can surround him with some veteran leadership. You know, I'm excited. Who do you think the MVP is? Harden or
Westbrook? Yep.
I do, too.
I mean, Russell Wilson.
I think that they're – what do you think, Aaron?
Oh, I was just going to say I saw on ESPN that Oscar Robertson didn't even win MVP. The
well, yeah, because they
averaged.
Probably voted for a white guy.
No. Wilt was averaging 50 a game.
Oh, that season he was averaging 50 a game?
Yeah. Pretty people were in the NBA. Nine at that year?
Yeah.
Oscar Robertson finished third.
Third?
Yeah.
Who was second?
I think Bill Russell.
Yeah. I mean, Bill Russell was blocking everybody's shots. So it was like three black guys wrecking white people. That was the name of that season.
Yeah, that's the name of every NBA season.
No, now it's black people wrecking black people.
I guess so. Maybe. I just like the sound of black people wrecking white people.
Yeah, we've all watched that porno before.
Oh, I was just talking about in society.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was trying to set you guys up. Guys, with the NBA playoffs about to start and with the NHL playoffs about to start, we got Joe Bartnick calling in pretty soon. Now's a perfect time to go to BetDSI, BetDSI.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 10 free bucks to gamble with. A bunch of people signed up this week. I saw that you were talking to some people about some parlays.
My parlay went to shit, but I made my money back on a second bet, which was I bet Gegard Mousasi and Daniel Cormier, and I made all my money back plus $80.
I'm happy you didn't send me a screenshot of that one. But
I didn't.
You're a good friend.
Thank you.
I made a little bit of money on BetDSI because I did a parlay on everybody's parlay. They tweeted me all being wrong, and I won.
Oh, that's great,
that was
dude.
A great way for me to
that's
make my
great,
money
dude.
Back.
That's great.
So go to BetDSI.com. Great time to bet, guys. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. Baseball just started up. And starting to get into full swing, even though Sam won't tune in for a few months. And a lot of great fights, man. A lot of great fights. UFC 211. You got the free one this weekend. There's a lot of great things to be gambling on.
It's really
on.
Easy, too, dude. It's really, they got prop bets. They got everything. You get great lines. You get great lines on BetDSI.
Yep. And a lot of people signed up in the last couple of weeks, and I know that because they always tweet me, hey, man, what should I bet on? And I try to give my best advice. Sometimes you guys win, sometimes, but I'm not on the hook for them. I'm not giving you ill-advised things. I'm just saying if I were you, here's what I would do. And some of them won, some of them lost.
You know what I'm going to do from now on, Doc? I bet $10 on a draw in the main fight, Cormier versus Johnson. If it hit, I would have won $1,000. I'm going to do that every time.
Oh,
what do you got
fun
to
little
lose?
Crazy one, sure.
What do you got to lose?
Sure, man.
It's not like
that's what
bucks.
I say. If it's
$10.
What do you put, 10?
$10.
Yeah, with the end, it's 10 free bucks from Punch Drunk. So you just sign up, put that in, and be like, hey, man, let's play the lottery.
Yeah.
Let's
Why
do something crazy
Hail
happen.
Mary passes. Yeah. Go Aaron Rodgers yep. on that. Shout out Aaron Rodgers. I know you're going
Maybe
for
if enough people make that $10 bet on Punch Drunk, that in UFC 211, who's on 211?
It's Mighty Mouse.
Oh, no, that's the free one.
Oh, that's oh no, that's
211's
that's
heavyweight.
George St. Yeah, that's
heavyweight. That's Miocic
versus.
So, let's say I imagine that Junior JDS is going to be the underdog.
Yes.
So here's what we'll do: everybody bet the 10 free bucks that some crazy guy in a singlet crawls into the octagon and cranks Miocic with a wrench. So if I hit him with the wrench, everybody makes a bet on that. Boom. We all
come
up. Can
we ask them to have that?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, can you tell us ahead of time you're going to do that so we can place the bet? Because, like, why would we just guess you're going in with a rent?
I can't legally tell you guys ahead of time. Otherwise, it's like, but I'm going to
conflict of interest.
I'm
Got
doing
it
on 211.
Okay, cool.
So I can't say it.
You're going to Texas?
Yes. Why? I'm going to Texas. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Okay. So go to BetDSI.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and throw 10 bucks on Stipe.
Make that cheddar.
Getting
Make
wrenched.
That cheddar. I'm up, man. We're going to do some fun, exciting stuff. We have a talk with BetDSI today. We're going to have a fun about doing some more interactive stuff.
Is this Bartnick?
Yeah.
626?
Yeah. Why not? Go for it.
I'm 626.
Oh, my God.
Are you calling?
Hey.
I'm calling the show.
Online on the BetDSI SeatGeek Celebrity Hotline. Welcome. We're going to touch a little NHL playoffs. Please welcome the one, the only, Joe Bartnick.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, buddy.
Joe Bartnick is on one of our favorite hockey podcasts that's on the Punch Drunk Sports Podcast Network, Puck Off with Fraser Smith. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing fantastic. You guys have more than one hockey show?
No. You're our one and our only.
Oh, cool.
That's Ian Bag wants to do one, but that would be it. You'd be you two. But
yeah,
you right
Bag's,
now.
Bag's the man. Yeah. We always have Bag on our show. We love Ian Bag.
So are you excited about these playoffs? Are they going to be exciting, or are they kind of like the NBA where it could be like, let's just get to the finals?
No, not at all. That's what makes hockey great. And I'll tell you, Sam, I think I've been doing this with you guys maybe, since the Kings won their first cup in 2012, at least I've been making picks on Punch Drunk. This is the first year where I feel there's only one lock in the first round. I mean, I've gone years where I've picked every series right.
Okay.
The whole way through.
Okay.
And this year, I only think there's only one lock. It's a crazy postseason coming up.
All right, Joe. Let's start with the East. Okay, we got Blackhawks versus Sabres.
What city?
Buffalo. Is that it?
No, actually, Chicago is in the West, and they're taking on Nashville.
Nashville Predators. Yes, the Nashville Predators.
Yes.
Okay. So
I know
the symbol
looks like the Buffalo thing. The symbol, whatever you want to say, is a weird mascot looking thing.
Yeah,
hey,
Joe.
Easily confusable.
Just
easily
so you know, Bartnick, we have them all pulled up. This is something we were talking about earlier. I saw this exact thing, which was each team's just their logo doesn't say city name unless it's actually written in the logo. And I was saying to Sam, I went through it and there was like three that I actually couldn't figure out. I was making fun of how little I know about hockey. And Sam's like, he wants to give it a shot. So we're going to go each one, talk matchups. But Sam is first going to try to guess what the two teams are.
Okay.
Just so you know, don't spoil it for him. So first one is Predators Blackhawks. What's your thought on that series?
My thought on that series is it's a shame that the Predators got matched up with the Blackhawks, because I think they had a chance to make a good run or at least get to the second round. The way the NHL goes right now, I don't know if you guys have paid attention or know this, but they're going by divisions. So it's not like one plays eight, two plays seven.
Right.
You have to get out of your division now. So unfortunately for Nashville, I think they might even be the second or third best team in the West. Unfortunately, they're playing the Chicago Blackhawks in the first round. And as much as I like Nashville and they're a fun, exciting team to watch, the Blackhawks are the Blackhawks, and I pick them in five.
Okay. I like that. I like that. That's who I am pulling for.
Here's a weird one. Somebody versus the Blues. I think it's Minnesota.
Yep.
It's Minnesota. I want to say Wild.
Yeah.
Okay. Minnesota Wild.
You are correct, sir.
Versus.
It's funny because they have the worst looking logo. It looks like that superstore, the Bath.
Yeah. It's a terrible logo.
Go ahead.
Okay, No, we're listening. We didn't like the logo.
Okay. This is a tough one to call because, you know, St. Louis, I nicknamed them the Bluesers because they never win anything.
Okay.
But then Minnesota, they started out great three-fourths of the year. Then they went down the crapper, and their coach, Barbecue Bruce, who's now Juicy Brucey because he's in Minnesota, he never wins anything either. But I just think that Minnesota is a little bit of a better team, and they have the much better goaltender in Devan Dubnyk. And I just think that they have a little bit more forward depth. I am going Minnesota in six.
With a name like Devan Dubnyk, you're either a hockey player or a used car salesman.
Yeah.
Ah, welcome to David Dubnyk Ford.
I think he was a used car salesman a few years ago. He was almost out of the league. It's one of the most incredible reclamation projects in all of sports, where Devan Dubnyk was like 3 years ago to where he is today.
I can't believe I don't know two of these. The next one is Ducks versus Flames.
Ducks versus Flames is a fantastic matchup.
Good job.
There's true hatred. There's true hatred, if you may have known, that the Flames captain, Mark Giordano, basically took out the Ducks' best defenseman with not the dirtiest play I've ever seen, but he didn't have to knee him. So there's a lot of bad blood there. The funny thing is that the Flames have not won in Anaheim, I think, since they built Disneyland.
Oh,
so they
shit.
Have to overcome that. And basically, I think the Ducks are poised to make a long run this year. They finally got some scoring depth past Getzlaff and Perry. They have about eight forwards that can really put the puck in the net. I am taking the Ducks in six.
Ducks in six. Right. Oilers versus Sharks.
Hang on. What city is Oilers?
Oh, that's Edmonton.
Okay, cool.
Well, because I'm just
the reason I ask because it says Oilers.
I'm in trouble on the last one. I'm on this side.
Just you know, I got three wrong. I'll tell you the three I got wrong. So far, you and I got the same one wrong.
Okay.
Because I also said.
The Predators.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of brand new.
Yep.
On the other side, I that's an old logo, and I don't fucking even know what it is.
Okay.
I'm going.
I know.
Right. You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I didn't get wrong, but the next round I did. So, okay, so now you got Oilers and San Jose.
Oilers and San Jose, an absolute great matchup. But I am, you know, usually teams, when it's their first foray, when it's like the big superstars or the young kids first go around in the NHL playoffs, they usually get their ass handed to them. But for some reason, I just feel like the Oilers are on a roll. They finally got their second line of Eberle and the Nugent Hopkins playing, and their top line of Maroon, what a Maroon, Leon Draisaitl, who is the Mark Messier to Connor McDavid, Wayne Gretzky. And I think if anyone wants to get chippy, they have the nuclear power of Milan Lucic. I'm going Edmonton in seven in an upset.
Whoa! Upset alert! Boop, boop, boop. Okay.
Our Canadian listeners will
like that. We're going to do the one I know for sure, which is obviously Washington Capitals, Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay. the Maple Leafs did themselves a complete disservice. I know they're happy to be there. They have three rookies that each have over 60 points, Austin Matthews, an American phenom. What happened to them, though, was the last day of the year they were up 2-0 against Columbus and then let that game get away from them. So instead of playing Ottawa and maybe possibly winning a round, they basically now can just say, we're happy to be here, and we'll get steamrolled
in
five against the Capitals.
Who are they up 2 on?
They were winning 2-0 against Columbus on the last day of the year.
Okay.
And they blew it, so now they're in the eighth seed, and they're going to get steamrolled by the Capitals.
Okay. So I have the New York Rangers versus the Columbus.
Nope. That's a historic franchise right there.
It's the historic ones are Edmonton, New York, Islanders. That's not the Islanders, right?
This team has the most Stanley Cups ever.
The Montreal Canadiens.
There you go.
Bam!
No. Am I right on that, Bartnick?
Yes, the most storied franchise in all
of
sports.
What is the H, though, in the middle?
The Habs.
The Habitants.
Yeah.
Oh.
It used to be the people who live in Montreal. It used to be you could only draft people from your region. That's why they had
such
advantage.
Hey, that's
how,
you mean the good old days?
Yeah.
That's how they kept blacks out, right?
That for many other reasons, but
all right. So who do you got?
Actually, I believe that I believe there was blacks in the NHL before any other major sport. To be honest with you,
Don't brag.
I know a lot of people. A lot of people are picking Montreal in this one.
I hope so.
I just have a feeling it's going to be the Rangers. I like the Rangers 4 lines. Part of this year, Lundqvist has looked like old Lundqvist, and Price to me has never really looked like old Price. I don't like the blue line in Montreal really. I just think the Rangers are going to win this series. I don't know. I haven't been impressed with Montreal all year except the last 2 weeks when they bombarded Ottawa. But other than that, I think they're just kind of okay. I don't know. I think the Rangers are going to win this series. I think the Rangers have too much scoring, you got to score goals.
That's no way. That's Penguins versus Dallas Stars, right?
No.
Why would you have a star in your logo when another team?
That one stumped me.
I have a guess.
Dallas. I'm trying to think about what team.
That one got me.
It's not the Tampa Bay Lightning.
No.
Okay.
Who the Penguins play?
It's a Columbus Blue Jacket.
That's the Ohio flag.
Do you want a hit?
Ohio flag, right?
That's not a flag.
I'll take a hint.
I think it's the Ohio flag.
It's the only professional team they have is a hockey team.
Columbus.
It's a minor league city. Yes.
Columbus Blue Jackets.
Blue Jacket. Yeah. Yes. Columbus Blue Jackets.
Really?
I got that one wrong.
Okay.
Yes.
Stupid logo.
So the Columbus Blue Jackets are in Ohio.
That's Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. Well, there's other Columbuses. There's also South Carolina, right?
Uh huh.
Columbia. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there's probably a Columbus in almost every state.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
I didn't know
maybe
Ohio.
Not.
Yeah. Okay. So Columbus, Ohio. So I got that one.
The Main Street.
Okay. So who do you got? Penguins versus my favorite team.
I have Penguins in 6.
Of course you do.
There's no way you're going to vote against that. I mean, if I took Clippers Warrior, I'm taking Clippers.
No, I mean, it's going to be an absolute bloodbath because Columbus always just likes to injure the Penguins. It's John Tortorella. He's had a bug up his ass against the Penguins for years because he can never beat them. You know, it's going to be a bloodbath. The Penguins still have some major injuries. Which means the series could really be up in the air, but I'm picking the Penguins in 6. Columbus has kind of faded down the stretch a little bit. Columbus does not have enough scoring down the middle. Like, their number one center has 14 goals. The Penguins' number 4 center has 14 goals. So they have nothing to combat Sid and Gino with other than violence. But usually you can't hit what you can't catch.
Bam!
Penguins in 6.
And now we got the Boston Bruins versus the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
That's the one I got wrong.
Close. The Ottawa Senators.
God, give me a chance, man. God, give me a chance. Okay. So we'll go. I got two wrong.
You got the Predators.
I like the Senators in this one.
I got Montreal. Oh, I did get three wrong.
Yeah, you did get three wrong. We got the same three. Same three.
Yeah, that's weird. Hey, up your game, NHL. We're a sports podcast. We didn't even know three. Actually, get your fucking logos in line. That's more my thing. Right? I mean, Ottawa Senators, how would you do a senator? I would do like a guy in a business suit with a fucking oil in his hand and a dollar bill and be like, I'd show John McCain his weird puppet hand.
I would have a guy in a suit doing cocaine off of a hooker's ass with $1 million bill.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Now, like,
I would
a senator,
have a guy with his foot underneath a men's room stall.
Yeah, I like it. Senators, Bruins, give it to us.
I like the Senators in this one. I just think the Boston Bruins have a couple of defensemen that are banged up. I know Ottawa has a defenseman that's banged up. I just think Ottawa's played. I think Ottawa's played better all year. I think Boston's kind of done a little bit with Mears now and then, and I think Anderson's playing. You know, his wife was diagnosed with cancer. He's been on a mission this year. I think Anderson's going to pull the Ottawa Senators through in the first round.
All right, man. Joe Bartnick, where can they find you? Where are you performing next?
I am at the Brea Improv all this week, and then next week I'm in Boise, Idaho. The week after that I'm at the Throckmorton Theater. Then come catch me in Chicopee, Massachusetts, Cabot Comedy Lodge in May. Then I'm at the Atlanta Punchline in May. Then I'm at the Comedy Shops all over northern New Jersey in May.
All right, man. Busy, busy. Winner, winner. Chicken dinner. And we'll have more news for you on the website. It's almost ready to go. Joe, thanks for calling in. We will see you soon. We got to get you back in studio. And we'll discuss next time. We'll get you in and we'll discuss who's going to win it all. All right, buddy. We love you. We'll take care,
right
man.
Right on, guys.
See you.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Joe Bartnick joining us.
Yeah, I missed the same three you did.
Yeah.
Tony Romo retires.
Did you see it coming?
Yeah, it's official. Actually, CBS is a new guy.
Oh, dude, how much does Phil Simms hate that? Fuck, man, that was
A lot. He sure does.
He's pissed, really.
And his son and Chris is tweeting about it, and then he had to pull a bunch of tweets off.
I know all about that.
Stick it up for his dad. But whatever.
Fuck it.
Man. I mean,
they still think Houston's going to try to make a run at him.
Nah, it can't. Officially already put the paperwork in, and
he's just like, signed. I'm a cowboy for life.
I think it's just, I think a little bit of the same thing where it's like, Rumble Johnson, where he's like, do I got another fucking broken collarbone in me?
Yeah.
And I'm not even the starter now, so now I gotta move and relocate and do all this to play somewhere for a year or two?
Right.
Or do I just keep my house, keep my great life, and I'll work 25 days a year.
I can go to Mexico anytime I want, right?
Mm. You know, he said he left something. Feels
but
like he left
like
something on the
table. It's not like they're firing Phil Simms. They're just putting him in on another game. It's not like, oh, bye, Phil. Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Yeah,
it's just like,
but it's kind of like, let's say you're headlining this tour, and then all of a sudden they bring me on it, and they're like, Sam, you're going to start featuring. You're going to be like, I've been headlining this thing for 20 years. This guy's never done it before. Yeah, okay. You know, you would have a gripe at least a little bit.
I get it. I fucking get it, bro.
What about and the other thing I wanted to bring up, Tim Tebow.
Hitting home runs, but
unbelievable, this guy.
But I think they're
I don't know.
They're fucking
an A-ball. They're throwing nothing but fastballs.
Yeah. Yeah. that thing was right down the middle.
I'm not saying Tim Tebow's great at baseball.
I think you just said that.
Nope. He's 2 for 12, but both of his hits are home runs.
Yeah.
But I'm saying for this guy, there is some sort of thing he has with Jesus and God. Because every time he is given a moment.
Come out of the closet.
Every time he's given a moment.
I'm sorry.
It happens.
Yeah.
The playoff run where he throws the Hail Mary touchdown. Everything he did in college. Every time he's on a plane, he saves a choking fucking senior citizen. He stops this guy from having a heart attack.
Right.
And then he's in minor league ball, and they're like, he's never going to make it. And his first game, he hits a home run.
Yep.
First at bat.
First at bat home run.
It was just
Jesus
that moment
is looking
in the natural
down on this guy.
Boom. boom, bam, 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 bam. Fireworks go off. Jesus smiles and says, Jesus smiles in the sky. Guys, we are taking your calls for the next 15 minutes. Are you in Twitter jail? Do you want out? Tell us why. Fight Nanny will and Tebow will decide.
Also, go to if you're going to do any shopping on Amazon, go to punchdrunksports.com. Click the Amazon link there. And that is one great way you can help out the show. If you're going to do any Amazon shopping, you're going to do it anyway. Go to the Punch Drunk page. Click the Amazon link. And that really helps us out. And you guys have been doing great with that. And I really, really appreciate you guys doing that. And as always, go to cavemancoffeeco.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That saves you 15% off of any of your coffee purchases. Everything they have is wonderful. And they keep adding new things all of the time. Now they have this new nitro tea, which is sort of like their nitro coffee, which is my favorite thing. I haven't tried the nitro tea yet, but Ari, that was his favorite thing before.
It's good. Up on the punchdrunk.com Amazon link celebrity hotline. Hi, you're on. What,
hey,
are you
bro,
in jail?
Smith, bro. Hey, Sam, bro. Ever since I found out that Paul McCartney died in 1966, my whole life just changed.
Well, you know what, dude?
Tinfoil hat.
You get it. You get it. You get
don't
it,
believe
dude.
It, bro.
You fucking get it. Dude, are you in jail?
No, man. I'm at the temple right now, actually.
Oh, cool.
So we're saying, are you blocked?
Are you blocked?
Never blocked.
No, I'm not blocked.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
You're just calling in to say hello. We're taking calls right now for people in Twitter jail.
There's one thing I wanted to ask you, though.
Okay.
So, you know, Gastelum pulled out of the Anderson fight because he failed to.
He didn't get pulled out. Well, he got yanked out.
Oh, yeah, yanked out. My bad. And then he got rebooked for Vitor Part 2.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
I think it's the UFC starting to realize that if you get a marijuana fucking thing, it's like it's not a big deal. It's going to be legal. It's ridiculous.
It's slowly,
it's
but
stupid.
Surely,
it's
going to be okay.
And let them fuck. Dude, they get punched in the fucking face. Let them smoke weed. Okay? Yeah. My opinion is everything should be decriminalized, and weed and fucking heroin and meth should have to go to a fucking state-ran rehab, not a jail, and it should be fine. What you want to do on your own thing, all vices should be legal that don't hurt people or hurt children. That's my opinion. Okay?
It's a way better anti-inflammatory than any pill.
Dude, if people don't get that this is all big farm just trying to make you buy their shit, you're just a fucking idiot, okay? And you shouldn't be allowed to vote. Thanks for calling in. Tune in, Tinfoil Hat. Tomorrow we're talking Who Shot Biggie and Tupac. Thanks for calling.
Oh, he hung up on us.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Apparently nobody wants to get out of jail. Unbelievable. We're giving you a chance. Might be the last time.
Did you watch the Masters?
I watched clips when I was in Canada. Are you happy for Sergio Garcia?
I wanted him to win when it came down to that playoff. It just seemed like such a great guy. When he nails that putt, and dude, you look around at all of those people, make this putt, and then actually had two chances.
Yeah,
putt, and this is over, and, you know, millions of dollars, and you're a legend. And when he makes this putt, there's the greatest shot of his wife and him both watching it go in. He's on the course, obviously, and she's standing right there. She's so hot.
Oh, dude, you remember young Sergio Garcia when he's
so hot?
When he came in on the scene and he's like.
But it's such a real moment with these two, and you can genuinely tell that they love each other. And when he nails this putt, they are both so happy, but it's like you watch this spirit come out, like this weight of it's over and we won. Like they literally, you are watching 100 pounds just float out of these two people.
I'm so
when
happy
he nails
for him.
It.
I'm happy for him, dude. Dude, you know, he was great.
He kind of looks like, speaking of athletes who look like comics, doesn't he kind of look like Brett Morin a little bit?
When you said, I go Brett Morin. Yeah.
Yep.
100%. I'm so happy for him, dude. Why are the bridesmaids here? Did somebody just leave a fucking wedding and just come to a fucking The Masters, dude? It's ridiculous.
Is there a video of him nailing that putt?
Of him nailing his wife?
Oh, I wish. Did she? But there's a video. She kind of squats down once it goes in. You almost can see her baby cannon.
It's so funny. There's so many baby cannons on fucking baby. The internet. It's just not that interesting. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That
right?
was a really short skirt.
Oh, I know. She bends skirt. Really yeah, down. Is, she yeah. like yeah. is on like
Why
her
is
knees.
She mixing sports?
I don't know. Dude, she's there. Here you go.
Here we go.
If you see this, so
Sergio
watching,
Garcia,
Sergio Garcia,
all in green.
Win the Masters in a night, and they had to replay 18, if people that don't know golf. It was tied after four rounds, so they played the last hole again.
Here we go.
Boom.
And he wins.
And watch, you'll see where
And his wife, let's
show.
Look for a baby cannon. Can we see it, baby cannon?
I mean, look how many people are around watching you putt. I don't like when the guy that's in my same golf cart is watching me putt. I'm like, dude, you're fucking up my mojo.
Oh,
there's
is that
thousands
why you did
and
so
thousands
bad
of people.
Is that why you did so bad against
that
Ari?
One of many reasons.
By the way, I shot this for four and a half hours on Sunday, and this is the first footage I've ever seen.
Oh,
because you? Well, cause why didn't you have it like on away. A laptop or any kind of like?
Oh, that sucks for you.
No, it's fine.
Where's my wife?
I know. I mean, that's got to be an incredible fucking thing. That wasn't the one. That was another angle.
So funny because story, when he came on the scene, they're like, "What's your favorite part of being a pro?" He's like, "American girls." He just like, dude, you are literally.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy,
top shelf. There's
super
no...
rich.
Oh, there.
Yeah,
it
that's
is.
It right there.
There it is. There
that's
it is.
It. That's it right there.
There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. That's there it is. Bam. Okay, come on, go Zapruder on this film.
It's but a, then, it's a
but,
photo.
Then, like right after this photo where she's kind of bent down like that, she opens up her leg as it starts punching the clown.
Oh, here we go.
I'm like, wow. Here it comes. Here you go. Watch. Both of them like, God damn it. Thank God that's finally over.
Yeah, because he almost blew this.
Oh, I mean, as I mean, close as you could come to blowing
it.
He
blew it again. Second time, right?
You know,
yeah.
You know who else?
Blew it on the final hole, yeah.
Well, I guarantee you, she blew it that night.
Oh, yeah.
That's me when I watch Weidman.
Earn that paycheck.
That's exactly how I look. It's a real nightmare in my apartment.
Look at all those people. Look at how many people are there watching this one guy putt.
It's the Masters.
Look at all those
dude.
White arms. Look at how white that crowd is. That's amazing.
You know what, man? I just really, honestly, I'm so over that now. I'm so over it.
I mean,
it's
the
just
only ones
like,
loud.
Look how white it is. It's like,
no,
fuck.
But that's amazing. I mean, why? How do you have a sport that just nobody, no minority is interested?
I'm with you on that. But, like, you hear now in baseball.
The only
you hear now in
so
all this
I don't
shit.
Black people care about going to the Masters. There
they
are some.
No, isn't that funny, though? I mean.
You could go. Could you go to the Masters and watch the game? Could you go right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely.
Could you go? And he,
what do you,
wait,
what
you
mean?
Mean
would I go? Would I want
no,
to do
can
that?
You go? Can I go
yeah,
to the Masters?
I have a friend that
yeah,
can give
so
me a ticket.
Yeah, so black people can totally be
no, I'm not. It's not a judgment.
Choice.
There's no judgment. I'm just saying. Isn't that funny?
Let's give it up for reverse racist Johnny, everybody.
Oh,
can't be. Can't white people enjoy their wealth and their hot chicks?
Just look at that, though. That's amazing. It's like,
no, I think all the black
people.
How much
coke do you think is being done that weekend?
Not a lot at all.
Oh, you don't think the Masters are the big coke?
Dude, you know what it is, though?
I doubt it.
The whole industry of
coke?
Human slavery moves into these towns. Like, we had a big event on Hilton Head. And they would bust so many prostitutes. I mean, with all these people coming
but
down.
But of course.
That's
I mean, that's major sports.
Prostitution.
Yeah. Where there's money, there's all that
Make
shit.
Make it legal.
I mean, they go, they follow the tour, literally, for the
Oh, they do.
The big event.
Dude,
how
I'm
is Johnny the first one to mention this on the show?
What's that?
How is he the first one to mention golf prostitution on the
show? Oh, yeah. Well,
Sam,
when was last
there.
Time we talked golf?
We would have gotten there.
And according to El Magical, we're going to go raid the prostitution. And I love that it's not me that brings up the hookers. It's our stat guy who's the assistant to our stat chick.
That I was promoted. I
you might want to talk to your employees about bringing up fucking sex on the show, okay? I don't know if you know
Yeah,
this,
yeah, because you don't work under Sam or anything.
Our boss does not appreciate talk. At least, are you talking white European hookers? Because we get in trouble for talking black hookers on the show.
I am talking white
European. Well, we know they're not black hookers there. Look, it's all white. It's a Klan rally, for the love of God. Guys... everyone talks about the merch. You want the merch? We got the merch.
You want the merch? We got the merch!
Go to allcomedytshirts.com. Not all things comedy. Allcomedytshirts.com. And there you can buy all the different Punch Drunk shirts. We got a couple new ones that are coming out soon. But that's where everybody always hits me up. Wait, where can I get a Punch Drunk sweatshirt? Where can I get a diabolical t-shirt?
I'm going to get one of those
where
ones. I like that. I like that gray one down
like
there.
The gray yeah, one me too.
No, I'm going to get the black one. I'm going to get the black one.
I want the dinosaur one. Can a fan buy me the dinosaur one?
Dinosaur?
That way we support
chick
the show.
Would do that.
The Boston Brontosaurus.
Like, these girls are like, hey, just, like, send me stuff.
Give me an Amazon wish list for things I could get for free.
But I actually don't get presents, so I'm actually going buy that. I'm not Kate Quigley. I'm not pretty.
You are pretty.
If you're a hot chick and you don't have an Amazon wish list, though, you're just pissing away money.
Yeah.
Like, every hot chick should
Somebody should get the Fight Nanny Ari's new belt.
I don't want that one. I like the dinosaur.
I got an Amazon wish list, and the only thing on it is an Amazon wish list. Yeah. And when you click on it, it opens up a black hole. And by black hole, I mean black prostitute. You hear me, Magical?
Jeez.
I got
comedytshirts.com. That's where you can buy all the Punch Drunk merch. Once our new site is up, we'll have a whole link to it, but it's Why Would I Lie?
By the way, how shredded is the guy that got your t-shirt right there? Look at that dude. That guy's obviously some kind of swimmer.
He's tan. He's kind of oiled up.
Right, he's oiled up.
He's too dark for the Masters.
Yeah, he's too dark.
He's right at the...
That is Tiger Woods, actually.
He is the hue... That gets you kicked out.
Yeah.
So allcomedytshirts.com. You can get all your Punch Drunk merch there. Much appreciated. And I want to give a quick shout out at the end of the show if you're still listening to this. Every now and then I grant people's favors and people's wishes. And I would like to let everybody know, Chris Nugent, you are a total bitch. You know that you are. You always will be. Suck my dick, Chris.
Okay. What was that about?
Just a fan said, hey.
We do make a wish sometimes behind the scenes.
I think I got a fan running a side business here.
I got a fan.
You run a side action?
A fan hit a Fight Nanny and said, hey, we listen to you every day at work. A bunch of us are working around the office and we play it out loud. It would be hilarious if you said, please, Chris Nugent's a bitch.
And why is I
Chris
respect
Nugent,
the
you're
show,
a fucking bitch.
Yeah, no I shit. Go to the bosses and I go, is this allowed, bosses? Because I'm not a real member of the show. See, I still
you are a real
you.
Member of the show. You just got to put your employees in fucking line. Okay. That's all I'm saying, dude. That's
get
all
it
I'm
together, Johnny.
So
guys, next Wednesday night, get to La Jolla.
Yeah, come see us.
See the crew.
Rose
Battle, Punch Drunk.
Ryan Hill, we're coming to Don Carlos with hungry bellies.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Love you. Suck it.
Bye. Great podcast. We got great lineups coming out. People coming in next week.
Call next week.
Next week. Bye.